2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Lake City, your voice, your vote. 7 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today is Monday, the 26th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 22 degrees.
Couple of new city street crashes on roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A more drastic response is potentially coming at Utah hospitals, which are under strain right now because of a spike in COVID-19 cases.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, the high number of positive cases the last few days could mean in the next week or so the ICUs become full. Utah Hospital Association President Greg Bell says they have overflow beds, but not enough staff.
We have more beds than we have skilled medical teams to deal with them in our hospitals. So how can we take those teams and put them in another facility?
Bill says they would have to implement crisis standard of care. That's where you triage patients according to their severity and their likelihood of survival. 120 COVID patients were in intensive care around Utah at the last count. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A couple of candidates for the Utah legislature say they've tested positive for COVID-19. Another is in quarantine.
Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas, who says a state senator has also come down with the virus.
Democrats Robert Birch and Fatima Deary, both from West Valley City, say they have tested positive for COVID-19. The Salt Lake Tribune says they let voters know on social media over the weekend. Both say they've experienced symptoms. Another member of the legislature, Representative Angela Romero, says she spent time with Deary and she's going into quarantine as a result, though she says she has no symptoms. Republican State Senator Dan McKay of Riverton says he wasn't feeling well after interim legislative meetings last week, and he has tested positive. He says he's notified those he had close contact with, and he's self-isolating at home. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
30 states in all reporting rising cases over the weekend, including Texas.
ABC's Jim Ryan says El Paso is being hit hard right now.
A 300% surge in positive coronavirus tests has El Paso pushing the limits of its healthcare system.
Our hospital capacity is really tapped. We're probably at the end of our rope.
Mayor DeMargo on CNN has patients are airlifted beyond the El Paso area. County Executive Richard Samaniego has imposed an overnight curfew.
We really need to be El Paso strong and show our passion and our commitment to flattening the curve.
At the moment, 11,000 people in and around El Paso have tested positive. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A COVID-19 vaccine is still in the testing phase, but that's not stopping some customers from asking their pharmacist about it. Pharmacists in Milwaukee are having to turn customers away who come in asking for the COVID-19 vaccination.
A lot of times they say, well, I was driving by Walgreens and I saw a sign that the vaccine is available. And we're like, yeah, that was a flu vaccine. It wasn't really the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm. Walgreens locations in the area are posting signs that say a COVID-19 vaccine not yet available.
British authorities are likely to tighten restrictions on more areas of the country this week amid mixed signs about whether recent measures have stemmed a steep rise in coronavirus infections. A large chunk of northern England, including the major cities of Liverpool, Manchester, and Sheffield, have been placed in the top tier of very high risk, with pubs closed and people from different households barred from mixing.
We are waking up to frigid temperatures and strong winds this morning. The National Weather Service reports there's a wind advisory in some places.
UDOT says those winds could affect the commute to work this morning, especially in Davis County, where 60-mile-per-hour winds could be felt pretty hard in Centerville and Farmington during morning rush and impact traffic, especially for those who drive high-profile vehicles. Utah Department of Transportation is warning of the possibility of blowing snow and black ice for the bench areas of Highway 89 and areas of the Wasatch Back. wind advisory for most of us expected to last until at least noon today. Stay with KSL News Radio for updates. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The appearance of the white stuff and the colder temperatures have lots of people breaking out the boards and skis for a little preseason preparation. Snow Basin General Manager Davey Ratchford says the appearance of snow means something else for them.
With the temperatures being what it is, humidity being what it is, we're able to turn this beast on, and it's full bore right now till opening day here in about a month.
Lots of people took to the canyon yesterday to see the snow-making machines blowing out extra white stuff. The pandemic will mean some changes at the resort. Masks will be required inside the lodge, and the number of people on the gondolas and in the lodge will be limited.
Coming up on KSL, the pandemic is making snow removal of all things a little more difficult right now in Woodland Hills.
And Triple Team traffic.
Got a crash on the south side of Jordan Landing on 7800 South and one just before you get to the General Aviation on 700 North in Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time 6:05.
The vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Keep checking in on today's historic vote on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Brent, another satisfied Whipple Service Champions client, left this review. We purchased a 1950s home. In the inspection, the wiring was found to be done improperly. Prior to starting the repairs with Whipple, we talked through each of the line items so the price was understood. When the job was complete, Whipple showed us the parts that had been improperly installed by the previous owners, and it was all done the same day. Now we know our house is safe and secure. Thanks, Todd, John, and the Whipple team. Need a plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical repair? Call the 9 times best of state winners, Whipple Service Champions, and take $100 off any repair or replacement of $300 or more. Get any drain cleared, just $55. Gerber Viper, ADA compliant, comfort height, it's 4 inches taller, it's elongated, and it's only $399 installed. Get $350 off any electrical meter or panel replacement. Water heater flush, $39. Tankless water heater flush, just $79.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Ask Brent for emergencies. When he called that day, we came that day.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduced laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held. Rode 53 miles on the clean air bike tour and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
As we start our morning here, count on KSL to keep an eye on the rising cases of COVID in the state of Utah and what that means for care if or when your family needs to be taken to an emergency room. We're keeping an eye on that this morning with the help of our Mary Richards.
Officials in the Utah County community of Woodland Hills are hoping some critical snow removal equipment arrives before the snow gets too deep. Details from KSL TV's Garna Mejia.
The city's new snow plows are all ready to go, but for one minor detail, the blades for the snow plows are MIA. Kerry says COVID is the culprit in the delay. So if a heavy winter storm rolls in before the arrival of the new blades, residents in Woodland Hills should prepare for some delays on the roads.
The blades are being built by a company in Salt Lake, but that company says the coronavirus has caused a parts shortage.
In sports, the Cougs move up to number 10 in the coaches' poll with their 52-14 win over Texas State on Saturday night. This is their first top 10 ranking since 2009. The AP has them at number 11. BYU's next game is Halloween night against Western Kentucky.
Hey, Dodgers fans. Dodgers are one win away from the winning of the World Series after their 4-2 victory in Game 4 last night against Tampa. Clayton Kershaw picked up his second win in the series and was interrupted by his kids after the game.
Obviously a very special opportunity. My kids are a little tired, if you can't tell. And it's just a special thing to get to be a part of a team like this and get to be a part of some of those names. Hey.
Nice to know it happens to everybody.
Okay. Thanks.
I love that. I just love that. Yeah. The Dodgers lead the series over the Rays 3-2. Game 6 is set for tomorrow night.
Yeah, just one correction in our copy. That was Game 5 last night.
Oh, sorry.
Game 4 was maybe the craziest finish to a baseball game I think I've ever seen in the bottom of the ninth. You'd have to go back and look at the highlights. It's almost too hard to describe what happened. But the Rays came back from a seemingly, zero chance of winning that ball game and snuck in a win. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on the World Series. And I know Adam out there is probably wearing that Dodgers shirt today.
Oh, big time.
It is 5:09. That means it's time for us, or excuse me, 6:09. Time for us to get a look at how the roads are doing this morning with Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy Farnsworth, get us started here.
Well, Tim, a couple of crashes. In fact, neither one looks like a big deal. Westbound on 7800 South, just by the Target on Jordan Landing. It's near 40th West intersection. I still see the flashing lights, but no delay because there's not that much traffic in the area. Same story with 700 North, just off I-215. There's a westbound crash just after the intersection with the southbound exit ramp. Everybody able to get by that without any real delay either. I-15, full speed limit, Draper to downtown. Eric?
Well, I-80 into the mountains, well, it's cold enough to where precipitation would cause a problem, but right now we're not seeing any kind of wet road slowing down traffic, and it looks like a normal travel time heading out to the Kimball Junction exit. If you're down Utah County, I-15 is looking good, too. No problems northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, 24 minutes of drive time there. Heather?
Got some pretty strong winds up north, and you're going to really feel that as you're moving between Farmington and Centerville. A lot of semis have already pulled over to the side of the road. Now, right now, we don't have a high wind warning for those high-profile vehicles, but you definitely need to use caution. And if you're worried, do pull over to the side of the road. Right now, no accidents reported, I-15, US 89, or I-84. When it comes to your company's employee benefits plan, don't shop just a few carriers. Shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out how cold it stays today. Back over to you, Grant.
Well, how about that? We got ourselves some winter here along the Wasatch Front with the snow the other day. And then the wind picking up today, the strong wind gusts, especially near the canyon areas. Sunshine rolling up to 39, sunny 45 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, this is what we call a hard freeze, and I hope you remember to disconnect the hoses from the outside of the house. Seems like a simple thing, but could save you from freezing a pipe inside. It is 21 degrees to start the morning.
The Halloween question coming up in a moment. The health of your kids and the Halloween question with Dr. Jen Ashton just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And again, thanks for starting your week, starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We just had our carpets cleaned by Zero Res, of course. They've been doing our carpets for coming up on 20 years. Not quite 20 years, I don't think. And after they come, I love coming back to the house after they've been in the house, because not only do the carpets look fantastic, even the stairs. And your stairs are the ones that take the biggest beating. You know, they just get ground down. But even my cream-colored stairs look and feel so great after Zero Res is there. And it's all this amazing process, this patented powered water process. I've given up on trying to understand how it works, and I don't need to. I just know that the carpets look and feel and smell great.
Isn't it interesting that you talk about the way they feel, not just about the way they look?
Yes.
And the reason for that is the powered water that we talk so much about with Zero Res, and the fact they use no soaps, no shampoos, no harsh chemicals, which some people worry about with pets or with little kids crawling around if you've got a crawler. But the reason that your carpet feels different is because they don't leave any residue behind. So your carpets are going to dry faster, they're going to stay clean longer, and of course, ultimately, they're protecting your investment in that carpet. That's why you should call our friends at Zero Res.
Right. That number. Oh, by the way, we should tell them the price. $33 per room cleaned right now. And Zero Res will add a fourth room cleaned for free. Now here's the number. It's 801-288-9376 or 801-288-ZERO.
You'll also find them online by searching Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Just a quick reminder, the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is waiting for you this morning. If you want to join the conversation, we welcome it at 57500. KSL News Time, now 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Hospital Association says if COVID-19 cases keep rising in our state, they'll have to put in the crisis standards of care with a triage according to severity. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, a new poll from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics reports 66% of Utah parents believe it's safe for kids to be in school right now.
Third, let's get another peek at how the roads are doing first thing this morning. Sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Freeways looking good so far. Davis, Salt Lake, Utah counties. A couple of minor city street crashes don't amount to much yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong winds near the canyons today, sunny 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is so cold, 21 degrees right now.
It'll take a little while to get used to for sure. Let's check our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another White House coronavirus infection. The vice president staying out on the campaign trail, even though several of Mike Pence's close aides, including his chief of staff, have now tested positive for COVID-19. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
Sources telling ABC News the president's chief of staff wanted to keep the outbreak on Pence's team from becoming public. Mark Meadows now says that was because of privacy concerns. Democratic nominee Joe Biden saying the administration is waving the white flag of defeat and that, quote, it's sadly no surprise then that this virus continues to rage unchecked across the country and even in the White House itself.
The vice president also planning to head to the Senate tonight for the expected confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to be the next U.S. Supreme Court justice. Coronavirus cases up not just at the White House, but across much of the country, 30 states seeing increases. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Texas.
A 300% surge in positive coronavirus tests has El Paso pushing the limits of its healthcare system.
Our hospital capacity is really tapped. We're probably at the end of our rope.
Mayor DeMargo on CNN has patients are airlifted beyond the El Paso area. County Executive Richard Samaniego has imposed an overnight curfew.
We really need to be El Paso strong and show our passion and our commitment to flattening the curve.
At the moment, 11,000 people in and around El Paso have tested positive. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Strong winds across Southern California could increase the threat of wildfires today.
When the Santa Ana winds come up, the winds are dry and it dries that fuel out. People think hot summer fires. Well, we have cold winter fires as well because those Santa Ana winds are really low humidity.
Cal Fire's Kevin Rice in Santa Clarita. Tropical storm Zeta expected to become a hurricane as it heads toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and then eventually to the Gulf Coast. Could make landfall anywhere from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Should kids trick-or-treat this Halloween? It's a question parents are asking themselves around the country this week.
ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jen Ashton, was asked to weigh in on Good Morning America.
Well, I think, George, we have to understand that these are the consequences to the virus not being under control. So that's why the CDC, public health officials, epidemiologists taking this very seriously. We don't want trick-or-treaters to bring coronavirus to someone's door, and we don't want trick-or-treaters to leave someone's door with this virus. So I think the advice is be creative. There's no such thing as zero risk today, but according to the CDC, virtual events or events done just at your home with the people with whom you live are really the safest thing this year, unfortunately.
We know some people are going to trick or treat anyway, so should parents wipe down the candy their kids collect?
Well, you know, all the existing data, George, at this point really points to the fact that this virus spreads primarily through the air, through droplets or aerosolized particles. So surface contact, not a major route of transmission. Wiping down candy is not a recommendation by the CDC, but washing your hands is and always will be.
And I can't even imagine that people are actually going to consider haunted houses this year and indoor Halloween parties.
Exactly. And I think that's because those four elements, time, how long will you be in a given area, whether you're indoors or outdoors, the place, whether there's good ventilation or not, whether people are masked, how far apart you are from people, all of those factors really stack the deck this year more than ever.
That's helpful information. So it's just a decision every family makes, but helpful information.
Are your kids going to trick or treat?
No.
I don't have grade school kids, but
They're just at the age where they're, you know, they're 13 and 15 and just coming out of it.
Yeah.
The one that I had a hard time with was my Laurel, my daughter who has Down syndrome, trying to explain to her that she's not trick or treating because she, even though she's 30, she has done this her whole life and loves it. Mm-hmm. So this year she's painting pumpkins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are other ways to celebrate, but trick-or-treating, of course, is Halloween to the kids. It always was to me, anyway. And the fact that you're going around outside, kids probably already have a mask on. If the people at the door have a mask on, I don't know. But you're right. It's a personal decision going into Halloween. I'd stay away just because it looks like it's going to be cold.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's just me. That's the in-depth for you there at 15 and 45.
Little past 6:19. Let's check Triple Team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off in good shape on I-15 through Salt Lake County. No delays coming out of Tooele on I-80. We do have a crash 7800 south on the south side of Jordan Landing. Looks like that's in the cleanup stages now. And then one just off of I-215. Texter's saying it actually is underneath I-215. I see a couple vehicles off to the right shoulder just after you come out from under the overpass, but there may also be some underneath the overpass itself. Eric?
No problems down in Utah County right now. The freeway looks good from Santa Quinn Payson all the way through Lehigh to Point of the Mountain. The northbounders aren't going to find any difficulties. The major feeders getting over to the freeway also in good shape from Highway 6 in Spanish Fork to Timpanogos Highway. If you're out in the Highland, Alpine, or Cedar Hills, it's all good progress heading over to I-15. Heather?
We have pretty good speeds right now, southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, but you are going to be buffeted around by some pretty gusty winds through that stretch, especially in Centerville and Farmington. Also reports of some blowing snow, especially on US 89, so that could make for some very slick road conditions. Definitely want to slow down your speeds a bit for safety. Use caution if you do feel you're in a high-profile vehicle and things are getting a bit dicey with the winds. You may want to pull over and wait for a while. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Some relief coming as far as a little bit warmer temperatures anyway in your 7-day forecast.
Windy, cold today. Strong winds near the canyons till noon. 39 the high. Tomorrow sunny and 45. And it warms up 54 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. 60 on Thursday, mostly sunny skies. 65 Friday, lots of sun. And it stays that way for the weekend. 65 and sunshine Saturday and Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, it's 21 degrees.
KSL News Time, 5:23.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
Burgess Owens is running to represent us in Congress. But his record should make Utahns run in the other direction. Owens said he'd repeal our health care, throwing over 200,000 Utah residents off their health care and ending health care protections for people with pre-existing conditions like asthma or cancer. And while Utah families are still suffering from increased cancer rates due to decades of nuclear testing in Nevada, Owens called for restarting nuclear testing. That's right. Owens said he absolutely supported it. But that's not all. Owens has a decades-long history of bad judgment filing for bankruptcy 6 times across multiple states and hundreds of thousands in unpaid taxes. The record is clear. Utah should run from Burgess Owens. Paid for by House Majority PAC. TheHouseMajorityPAC.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
She's still the one for you. And acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The Dunkin' Company is in talks to be sold to Inspire Brands that already owns Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic. All the groups involved in the talks are not making public comments.
KSL Drives, Tesla is recalling about 50,000 Model S and X cars in China because of a suspension problem. Tesla tells the recall ordered by the Chinese or calls the recall ordered by the Chinese government unnecessary.
HBO Max is off to a decent start. The streaming service nearly doubled its subscribers over the last quarter, now at nearly 40 million.
That does seem to be the way all these companies are going, getting those monthly subscriptions. Then they don't have to worry about advertisers so much. The Dow Jones Industrial having a tough morning so far on the futures. We're down over a full percent, off 314 points. The S&P also down 1% or 37 points. And the NASDAQ is off this morning by 104.
Coming up in just a moment on KSL, it is a cold morning. We'll check traffic and weather together on KSL News Radio.
Okay, The Voice is back with Gwen Stefani, and that means Monday is officially fun day.
Well, it is pretty fun. Watching Gwen get in Blake's head is hilarious.
Speaking of hilarious.
Oh, yes. Then Jane Lynch hosts NBC's new smash hit, The Weakest Link.
Back-to-back monster hits makes Monday two for one day.
Please stop.
Don't miss The Weakest Link after The Voice.
Tonight on NBC.
It's so good, I'm stunned day.
How about no pun day?
That's tonight on NBC. Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
The feeling here is really ominous. You get that sense that you shouldn't be here. Sometimes the hair will start standing up on your arms.
So many people swear that there is another presence here watching.
There.
Oh my gosh.
See it?
Yeah.
Exploring the legend of Utah's Skinwalker Ranch. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a filed bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
6:29 means triple team traffic, and it's brought to you this morning by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Let's go back to the traffic center and Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it looks like our crash on 7800 South is gone. We still have one 700 North underneath I-215 on the west side belt. Don't see any problems on I-15 so far this morning between Bluffdale and downtown, though. Eric?
been northbound on the 215 East Belt heading up to I-80 or Foothill Drive. And at this early hour, no trouble on Foothill going up to the University area. Down in Utah County, I-15 continues to move at a good clip from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes of drive time. Heather?
Traffic is filling in southbound I-15 through Davis County, so you'll see some thicker patches of traffic. We also have some pretty gusty winds, so that may slow you down just a little bit, especially through Centerville and Farmington. But there are no crashes reported, and things looking pretty good on US 89 and Legacy Parkway as well. Refinance your vehicle today, and you'll be entered to win 2 months' payments on Cypress Credit Union. Plus, with every auto loan, you'll get no payments for 90 days. Visit cypresscu.com today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out about this day. We're starting off so cold. Back over to you, Grant.
Sunshine, strong winds near the canyons today. It'll be breezy. It is like a winter day out there. 39, that's going to be it. Sunshine at the 45 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 21 degrees.
Traffic volume starting to increase on our freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A new report suggests schools are much safer right now than previously thought, and a new poll shows most parents want their kids back in class.
Utah's 2020 school year. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, data taken around the nation from random testing shows that schools just are not super spreaders if they have these safety measures in place. The New York Times says young children are not catching COVID-19 or giving it to adults in large numbers, especially in elementary schools. And that's leading more scientists and pediatricians to say that schools should be open, again, with those safety measures. Now, if community prevalence is high, the scientists say that adult gatherings should be limited before schools, especially indoor places like bars. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Whether Utahns think it's safe to send kids to school right now may depend on where they stand politically.
Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas, who has the results of a new
poll. The poll by the Deseret News and the Hinckley Institute of Politics shows 3/4 of likely voters who identify as conservative believe it's safe to send students to school right now. Of those who call themselves liberal, 63% say it's not safe. Overall, 53% of voters in the sample say it is safe for kids to go to school. That compares to 51% in a similar poll a month ago. 29% say it's not safe. 18% aren't sure. The margin of error is just over 3%. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Utah's COVID-19 spike is not letting up, with another 1,765 cases reported yesterday. That was the second highest daily total we've seen in Utah. Now the Utah Hospital Association is warning that if the spike gets worse, they might have to implement crisis standards of care. That would mean potential life or death decisions on treatment based on available resources.
Vice President Mike Pence is still on the campaign trail, even as an outbreak spreads among his inner circle.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reports the vice president's schedule drawing criticism from Joe Biden's running mate.
The White House says the vice president and the second lady tested negative Sunday and says Pence will maintain his schedule in accordance with the CDC guidelines for essential personnel. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris, who suspended campaigning when a member of her staff tested positive, took aim at her opponent.
I think we have modeled the right and good behavior, and they should take our lead.
Andrew Dimbert, ABC News, New York.
Tens of thousands of California power customers are in the dark right now because of the threat of wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric cut service to 225,000 people in Northern California last night.
It's getting awful tiring, and I've lived here all my life and haven't seen anything like this in the last, like it's been the last 3 years since 2017.
Some service won't be restored until tomorrow at the earliest. The National Weather Service issued a red flag alert for the next few days.
What about that weather now? Let's check in with Grant Wayman. We're expecting another wind event along the Wasatch Front today.
Wind event through Davis County. Nothing like that last event that we all experienced. We all had those very, very strong winds. These winds, not as strong by comparison, although winds 50 to 60 miles an hour could certainly do some damage to some trees, some siding and that kind of thing. So again, mainly Davis County this morning, some strong canyon winds picking up there until about noon.
Grant says the cold is going to continue as well, with temperatures in the upper teens to lower 20s through most of the morning drive. Today's highs, if you can call them that, only expected to reach the upper 30s, mid-40s expected for highs tomorrow.
While the sudden appearance of the white stuff isn't good news for everyone, for some, it's almost a holiday.
It was snowing when I woke up, good, 20 degrees, the low 20s, and stuck my nose outside. I could tell it was going to be a snow day.
The joy in his voice. With the arrival of the snow, some people took a trip up the canyon to watch as Snow Basin turned on their snowmaking machines.
We were watching the cameras on the mountain yesterday, watching the snowfall at resorts. Coming up on KSL, by the time the night is over, there should be a new Supreme Court justice on the bench.
And triple team traffic.
So far, the freeways pretty much delay free. City streets looking decent for now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Just 7 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Utah is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Utah wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/UtahVotes. That's aarp.org/UtahVotes. Paid for by AARP.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
IVC has been the leading interventional vascular and vein center in Utah for over 15 years. Have you ever heard of varicocele? If you haven't, be thankful. But if you have, then listen close, because you know how painful this vascular problem can be. It's more common than you think, occurring in about 10% of men. Similar to varicose veins, a varicocele is an abnormal enlargement of veins in the scrotum. This condition is associated with infertility and often causes chronic debilitating groin pain. You said it. Ouch. But there is good news. The doctors at IVC are experts in the minimally invasive non-surgical treatment of varicoceles. If you or a significant other has been diagnosed with varicocele, let the experts at IVC help. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops. IVC can also help many other vascular disorders, including pelvic venous congestion, blood clots, and varicose veins. Why wait? Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today for a free consultation.
The Supreme Court nominee. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A full floor vote is expected this evening in the Senate after Republicans shut down a Democratic filibuster over the weekend. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted the process for confirming Amy Coney Barrett.
Confirming a lifetime appointment this late into a presidential election season is outrageous.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised Barrett's character and set a vote for this evening.
Judge Barrett has displayed zero willingness to impose personal views or clumsily craft new policy with her gavel.
KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has an in-depth report on how the Barrett nomination is different than others.
Senate Democrats like Chuck Schumer are upset Republicans are voting on the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett so quickly, just 4 years after refusing to do so for Judge Merrick Garland.
It's a travesty for the Senate, a travesty for the country.
But ABC News correspondent Terry Moran says Democrats no longer have the filibuster option.
Democrats blew it up for lower court justices in 2013, and then Republicans blew it up in 2017 to put Neil Gorsuch on the court.
And they decided not to shut down the government to slow the nomination. But refusing to vote on a Supreme Court nominee is constitutional, as is nominating one during an election year, which has happened more than a dozen times in our country's history, though Amy Coney Barrett's is unique.
No Supreme Court justice has ever been confirmed this close to an election. The previous record was in July of an election year.
That justice was Charles Evans Hughes back in 1916. Another reason legal analysts are expecting her to become just the fifth woman ever confirmed to the Supreme Court
She's popular with many people.
She did very well with the American people in testifying. Her poll numbers, support for her nomination and confirmation went up.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 6:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
And Amanda, traffic through Salt Lake County getting a little bit busier now on Bangor Highway near the 21st South Freeway. It's clear on SR-36 out of Tooele and I-15. Yet to see any backups from Draper to downtown for now. Eric?
15 running at normal speeds in Utah County and no problems over on Redwood Road. That's looking good for northbounders out of Saratoga Springs, Eagle Mountain, Cedar Fort, going up to the county line or up into the Bluffdale-Riverton area. Heather?
Also no delays through Weber and Davis County, but you do have some thicker traffic patterns southbound I-15 moving through Layton, Kaysville, and especially in Centerville and Farmington, where we have some really gusty winds coming through the canyons. You also may see some icy road conditions on US 89 in spots, as we've heard that there is some snow blowing across the roadways from those winds. Other than that, things look pretty good, especially on I-84 through the mountains and up north through Logan area as well. See The Forgotten Carols on the big screen in movie theaters November 20th. Continue your family tradition at a fraction of the cost. Enjoy Michael McLean's Forgotten Carols movie. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check a very cold forecast.
It's late October, but here comes winter. We had snow yesterday. Today, we get sunshine. It is strong winds near the canyon areas, high wind concerns there. Breezy and cold, only 39, and then sunshine 45 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, it is 21 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, an interesting story from TJ Holmes that says some parents in Utah say they are not going to get their kids tested for COVID, even if they're sick, even if they display symptoms. More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks, as always, for riding along with Tim and Amanda this morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Have you been trying to finish your basement but you can't get an electrician to call you back? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and being your own contractor is hard. It can be frustrating trying to set up a time to meet with subs, get them to send you bids, get a hold of them to answer your questions. It can even be difficult trying to get them to come back and do the work. Trust me, I've been there. Here's the good news. Any Hour Services has an entire electrical install department, and they're a great resource to do the electrical part of finishing your basement. Once your basement's framed, call and schedule a time to meet with one of our electricians. Let them know what you need done, and most of the time, they'll be able to give you a price right then and there. The visit's free, and if you mention this radio ad, they'll give you $150 off each room you have on wire. So if you have two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, that'd be four rooms, and you could save $600, money you could probably spend on the other parts of finishing your basement. For more details or to schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack. No natural disaster. No virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other. We can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic, not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
2020 has been a challenge in many different ways, but there's still time to do something great for yourself and finish 2020 strong. Modern cataract surgery at Hoops Vision is just the thing to turn this year around. The experienced surgeons at Hoops Vision have helped tens of thousands of people just like you regain clear vision after cataracts using the latest FDA-approved laser cataract technology. And with extra safety measures in place, Hoops Vision is taking the health and well-being of their patients seriously. Don't finish 2020 with cloudy vision. Call Hoops Vision today and be sure to ask about their latest lenses that not only restore vision after cataract surgery, but also offer the opportunity to be free from your glasses, bifocals, and even readers. Call 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745. Call Hoops Vision today, 877-30-LASIK, or discover more at hoopsvision.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
When we found out that Utah hospitals might need to ration care to COVID patients because they're running out of room, we wondered what's going on with the overflow facility in Sandy. And then we heard there might not be enough medical personnel to staff it. Let's get answers to our questions about that today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, state health leaders are warning they may have to adopt crisis standards of care amid a spike in COVID-19 cases and declining room in hospitals.
Second, a new poll from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics reports 66% of Utah parents believe it's safe for kids to be in school right now.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on that drive this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Starting to see some delay, 21st South Freeway in the stretch between 7200 West and 5600 West. But the other freeways are in good shape right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong winds near the canyons today, sunny 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is 21 degrees.
She says with emphasis, time to look at KSL's top national stories.
With 8 days to go until the election, millions of Americans have already made up their minds. 58 million people have cast their ballots early, already more than the number who voted early throughout all of 2016. Several members of Vice President Mike Pence's staff, including his chief of staff, have tested positive for COVID-19. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
The White House says that the vice president and his wife both tested negative for the virus on Saturday and again on Sunday. But the big question this morning is whether Mike Pence will head to Capitol Hill for this final confirmation vote for Amy Coney Barrett to head on to the Supreme Court. Of course, if this happens, this will be a historic change, sealing a conservative majority on that court for potentially years to come.
The vice president will also be campaigning this week in North and South Carolina, as well as Minnesota. The Gulf Coast preparing for yet another. Another hurricane as Zeta gains strength and heads for the Yucatan, then possibly the New Orleans area. Strong, dry Santa Ana winds today, raising the wildfire risk in Southern California. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. A group of Utah parents are getting national attention this morning for asking people to not test their kids for COVID-19.
It's a move that has health officials worried. ABC's TJ Holmes has more.
It's part of the so-called mom code, and the Utah Department of Health is warning about the group of parents reportedly pledging not to test their kids for coronavirus in order to make infection numbers artificially appear lower. This is all in an attempt to keep schools and school sports open and avoid quarantine.
If there is a quarantine with a sports team or with any of the other classrooms, they're encouraging each other not to have their children tested.
As a parent, Ginevra Prothro fears community spread if the mom code is encouraged.
This pandemic is not a normal thing. This is a time where we need to really focus on, you know, tracing this virus so we can be able to stop the spread.
She's seen Facebook messages like these. Stay home. Don't get tested. And if your child shows COVID symptoms, please keep them home, but do not test. State health officials say it's unknown how many parents are actually taking part, but warn those who do could be contributing to the spread of COVID-19, writing in a statement, testing is a critical element of our response. Identifying cases is a key strategy to limiting the spread of disease in our communities.
It will be very hard to be able to distinguish between just regular, everyday, winter-type illnesses and COVID. They also have to potentially take their child out into a community that could then expose that child.
Emily Daly is a mother of four students near Salt Lake City. She's running for the school board. She says while she isn't participating in the mom code, she can understand why some would.
It's not mandated to get tested. That's the thing. And so we need to remember that it is a choice and you need to make decisions based off of what you feel.
But tracking the virus in Utah is of fundamental importance, especially right now, with record-setting daily case numbers. Over 1,600 cases reported on Saturday alone.
Now, some of the parents allegedly involved and also the school district in particular here did not give us a response here. But, guys, it's a little complex, right? A parent has to consider, if my child is out of school, can I stay home for 14 days out of work? Can I afford childcare? That's complex. That's not a reason necessarily or an excuse. But still, these are things that parents are grappling with. Health department says absolutely tracing is necessary. We need to know who has the virus. You gotta get tested.
That is really hard.
Didn't you have a similar conversation on A Woman's View with a trainer or someone who was talking about how coaches in some places were telling their players, look, if you're not feeling well, don't go get tested.
They were putting playing ahead of public health.
Yeah, so this is right down
a
that
similar
same
sort
line.
Of thing. So here are the two things you're weighing. You're weighing public health against playing. So you have to take on, what if some person contracts the virus down the road that you don't know because you didn't test and therefore you didn't quarantine? And some person you don't know contracts the virus because you didn't follow the public health protocols. That's just too much on me.
Particularly right now, when you're looking at what we're dealing with in some of our hospitals and care centers. We'll keep an eye on the story, and of course, that's the in-depth at 15 and 45. It is 6:49. Time for us to see how things are doing on the roads out there with triple team traffic. If you're about to start your day as far as the drive-in, Andy Farnsworth is checking on it for you.
We've got some delays starting to pop up over on the west side of the Valley. 201 freeway in particular, seeing some backups now between 72 and 5600 west. I'm beginning to see delays increase on both 56th west and Bangor Highway approaching 201 as well. But so far, I-15 has been delay-free from Point of the Mountain to downtown. Eric?
I-15 is in solid shape in Utah County right now. No problems as you head north from Springville to Point of the Mountain. 22 minutes of drive time there. Going through the mountains, look out for wet spots. But right now, US 189 looks okay through Provo Canyon out to Heber City. And I-80, no delays going out to the Kimball Junction exit if you're heading to Park City. Heather?
Got a bit of congestion now on 5600 South in Roy. It's all heading east toward I-15 and the base. You also have a little bit of congestion 650 North in Clearfield as well. Those people trying to get onto the base also. But you have pretty good speeds if you're on I-15, Legacy Parkway, and the West Side Belt heading to Port. Want something to lift your heart and inspire you? Richard Paul Evans' new book, The Noel Letters, is now on sale. Critics say it may be the Noel Letters. Get your copies today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And boy, let's look at that 7-day forecast. It's starting off awfully cold, Grant.
Sunshine, windy and cold today, only 39. Tomorrow, sunny and 45. And then it warms up to 54 on Wednesday. Still lots of sunshine. 60 the high on Thursday with a lot of sun. And it gets warmer, 65 on Friday. Lots of sun. Sunny for the weekend, 65 Saturday, 65 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 21 downtown.
KSL News Time, 6:52.
Google review from Ann. Whipple Service Champions advertised a water heater flush for $39, so I set up an appointment. In the meantime, a toilet developed a leak, so I was ready for that emergency. When Royal from Whipple arrived, he started by flushing the water heater. Turned out my old plumbing wasn't up to code and the water pressure was a problem too. Next, the leaking toilet, which also didn't flush well, he was able to simply replace the toilet on the spot. Got the water pressure issue resolved. New toilet plus free input on installing a shower all in one day. One satisfied customer here. Thanks, Ann. See what Ann saw with a $39 water heater flush. Or a Gerber Viper toilet, $299 installed. Furnace or AC tune-ups, just $44. $100 off any repair of $300 or more. Free furnace or AC replacement estimate. $55 drain cleaning, $350 off electrical meter or an electrical panel replacement. Call now.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at smithsfoodanddrug.com/flu. At Smith's Health, we believe that your people
are our people.
The moment you start cancer treatment is pivotal. Ahead is an experience that changes you. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination to overcome the obstacles. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're there for every moment. Ahead are experts. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination from teams of specialists who overcome the obstacles. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
As a business owner, providing workers' compensation insurance to protect your employees is a major expense. Let the experts at Golden West Insurance Services take away the confusion and find you ways to save. We'll independently shop your policy with all the major providers, such as Workers' Compensation Fund, Copperpoint, AmTrust, The Hartford, Liberty Mutual, Nationwide, and many more, to significantly lower the cost of your workers' compensation coverage. Your local Golden West insurance experts will work alongside you to help your business work safely and efficiently, offering OSHA compliance reviews, help with HR policies and procedures, employee training, customized safety manuals, and return to work programs. And we can write policies for any Utah business, no matter what size or industry. Get your insurance at credit union rates. For a free quote on workers' compensation insurance or any of our commercial insurance coverages, visit gwcu.org. Golden West Insurance Services.
We'll take care of you.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Home Depot says their Black Friday sales will start November 6th and continue through December 2nd. The company says they will not be doing traditional doorbusters the day after Thanksgiving, but their stores will be open.
KSL Drives. Ram says their new 1500 TRX comes with a lot of speed. The 702 horsepower truck has a top speed of 118 miles per hour.
Let's take a look at how the markets are doing this morning. It's been a tough day so far, and the Dow continues its downward trend. It's off 306 points. The S&P is down about 35. The NASDAQ down 102 this hour.
Coming up next, we'll take another look at traffic and weather together. Check those cold temperatures. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
You've heard about Utah's teacher shortage and seen a pandemic affect schools. Now come discuss what we can do to improve education for everyone. Join the free seminar Thursday at envisionutah.org.
Did you know that there are 6 deputy mayors in Salt Lake County, many of which are making hundreds of thousands every year? Meanwhile, the county just increased your taxes by 8%, and the Salt Lake County budget has increased by over 50% in 5 years. It's larger than Clark County, home to Las Vegas, despite having half their population. That money needs to be invested in our communities. I've cut taxes as a city mayor while improving services. It can be done. I'm Trent Staggs, and I'm running to be your Salt Lake County mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for mayor.
Let's talk about flu shots. We've heard myths like, every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. And healthy people don't need the flu shot. The truth is, a flu shot significantly reduces the chance of severe influenza. Getting vaccinated each year is important to ensure you have immunity to the strains most likely to cause an outbreak. This year, please protect yourself and others by getting a flu shot. It's easy. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
It is time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select House Community Relations Manager Greg Reed.
Utah is widely recognized as a healthy place to live, work, do business, and raise a family. This includes our easy access to physical activities like hiking and biking trails, a strong sense of community, and great access to health care. Public health affects every Utah, including detecting and preventing infectious diseases by getting immunized regularly, promoting healthy lifestyles and safe behaviors, and providing access to health care services for everyone. Getting an annual flu vaccine and other immunizations is the first and best way to protect yourself and your family. It can reduce flu illness and hospitalizations, doctor's visits, missed work, and school. It will also help to lessen the burden on the health care system during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's recommended for everyone 6 months or older to get the flu vaccine prior to the flu season. You can get it at any Intermountain Community Pharmacy or schedule an appointment with your doctor. Select Health recognizes Utahns getting immunized as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now, coming out of Tooele on I-80, you're fine, but if you take the 201 freeway, you'll hit some brakes just before you get to 56th and Bangor Highway, as well as delays on both of those roads coming up to the 201 freeway. We're also seeing some odd backups on 90 South near the tracks line just east of State Street right now. Eric?
No problems in Utah County. Not seeing any kind of difficulties on the city streets. Provo and Orem, the main avenue, still filling in. Down in Saratoga Springs, it looks good heading up on Redwood Road to 2100 North and beyond that, maybe to the Port of Rockville turnoff or into Bluffdale and Riverton. Heather?
You have fairly good speeds through Weber and Davis County. No delays right now. I-15, US 89, or Legacy. Just some strong winds you'll have to contend with through Centerville and Farmington. Experience altitude here on KSL each Friday with Alta Banking. Weekly business talk and expert financial guidance to help your business grow. From Alta Bank, Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, sadly, it doesn't look like there's any more precipitation in our forecast. Just cold temperatures. We'll top out at 39 today, 45 tomorrow, 54 on Wednesday. So you can kind of see the trend here, and even 65 by the weekend. Right now, though, cold downtown. We start the morning at 21 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 7 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart and...
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.